The state controller's office this week comes out with some numbers of great interest to local governments. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, pension rates are one of the reasons why many local governments, including the city of Syracuse, say they're in financial peril.
Every year, the controller's office sets contribution rates for pensions. The numbers are dependent on a variety of things: investment returns, actuarial evaluations of government workers, and union agreements. All the numbers are crunched, and each locality gets a bill which it has to pay. When investment returns tanked during the Great Recession, local governments were forced to pay more of this pension bill. DiNapoli says things should be turning around on that front, but won't say if it'll be in this round of pension rates.
I said from the beginning it'll take us about 5 years to work through the market loss. We would see a stability and a decline, and the decline, just as we've overseen, it goes up and then it goes down. It would happen in stages.
Last week in a hearing before state lawmakers, Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner said pension costs like this are among the expenditure lines the city has no control over and is one of the reasons the city's financial picture looks so bleak. DiNapoli says these pension rates will be released later this week and would impact next year's budgets. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.